Good morning and welcome to Elder Pride. What does this sound like? You're overreacting. You need help. I didn't do that. You're upset over nothing. You must be confused again. Just calm down. Oh, you're so dramatic. You know I never said that. Why are you so defensive? What are you talking about? It's your fault. You know you twist things around. You're so sensitive. You know I never said that. Stop imagining things. Oh, I was just joking. You remember things in the wrong way. It's always something with you. What is this? This is gaslighting, and this is what we're going to be talking about on today's program. Now, sit back and enjoy Elder Pride. Welcome back. I'm glad you joined us for today's podcast. It's important, and it's an important message that I hope all of you take away. You know, it's like aging forward with grace and ease requires us to really make sure that we have the right people in our life. And I open the segment of today's program, the top segment of today's program, with different phrases that are associated with the term gaslighting. Now, many of you probably saw the Angela Lansbury movie, Gaslight. And if you haven't, I encourage you to watch it. But gaslighting is when someone intentionally twists your perceptions of reality for their own gain. And if you think about the phrases that I said, I didn't do that. You're upset over nothing. Just calm down. Oh, you get confused so easily now. Are typical phrases that many of our listeners are letting me know that they're hearing now in their life. And as we move into the final third of our life, our time here on planet, we are very much aware of what is disappearing from our life. We notice that we don't see quite as sharply as we once did. We notice that we don't hear quite as accurately as we once did. We understand that things are shifting. One of the things that is really significant is we're really taking a look at who's in my life at this time. Who is sharing this experience with me? Most importantly, who can I trust? One of our readers on our Facebook page, Elder Pride for Me, indicated that they had brought somebody into their house that they thought they would be able to serve. It would be a mentor-protege type of relationship. They had an extra guest bedroom. They thought, we'll move this person in. I'll help them get on their feet. And what happened really quickly is that person began to gaslight our reader. That person began to say things to them like, it's always something with you. You don't understand me. You know, you're getting old. The mistakes you're making are all your fault. I can't help you do that. Our reader didn't know how to get out of that situation. And so we really wanted to talk about it. So I posted a meme, as I do every day on our Facebook page, with kind of a thought of the day, kind of a way of looking at the day. Within 24 hours, 300 people had engaged that conversation. And so what I know is it's really very real for people, this phenomenon of gaslighting. And quite frankly, we don't have to look any further than our daily news to see the existence of gaslighting. You know, what you heard me say in my press conference yesterday, I didn't really say it. You misunderstood it. You interpreted it wrong. I was just joking. I didn't mean that. That's gaslighting. So it's pervasive in our society right now. So we, charged with our own self-care, must really watch and pay attention to make sure that we're not being gaslighted in our own life. Whether it's the mechanic that tells you, you know, it was your fault that the tire blew out. It's not the fault. It's not covered under warranty. It's the doctor that says to you, Well, you have to have this surgery because otherwise it'll just get worse. Well, maybe not. How do you know? So one of the things that I know for true, as true, is that you have an intuition. You have that gut feeling that will let you know what is right on and what doesn't seem right. And so I want to impress upon you today to continue to trust your gut. Trust your gut. If something seems askew, if something seems not quite right, then it's probably not quite right. And you have every right to feel the way that you do. Now, what are you going to do with that information? How are you going to make sure that you're taken care of? You know, one of the things that we teach in the science of mind philosophy is the idea of a hidden agenda. So someone has their agenda, and we will talk about our agenda. My agenda, from this person's point of view that came into the life of our friend, would say, my agenda is to help you in the later years of your life. Their hidden agenda would be so that I can get access to your money, so that I can get access to your car, so that I can get access to your credit cards, your bank statement. That's the hidden agenda. And oftentimes when people gaslight us, they have that hidden agenda. And so we have to look at our gut to know what's right on. You know, how do I know this is true? What words am I listening for? Give you a good example. If somebody says, I want our relationship to work because I don't want to be 70 years old and alone, that might be very heartfelt. And their agenda may very well be to try to keep you in their life. But their hidden agenda within that is that they're just saying they want somebody in their life. They haven't identified you as being that person in their life. So another way they might have said it to you is, I don't want to be 70 years old and without you by my side. That's empowering. That would feel good to us to hear. So we would want that message. So we were going to listen carefully to the words that others are saying to us. And we're going to make particular attention, pay particular attention to what they say they want to do and what their actions are showing that they're doing. That's one step. The other step, I'm going to tell a story about my mom and how she lived her life in her later years, because I think it's really kind of insightful and clever what she and her girlfriends did. She had five other best girlfriends in high school. And when they graduated from high school, they made a commitment that they were going to get together at least once a month for as long as they could. Well, you know, those six ladies kept that agreement for nearly 60 years. And it shifted from a month of taking everybody's family to the lake and skiing and swimming and having a good time, to monthly card games, to monthly opportunities to work on quilts together. And then finally, in the last third of their life, one of the things that they did together is they went to one another's doctor's appointments with each other. So if one woman had a doctor's appointment on Friday to go see her OGBYN doctor, they all went. They all went together, and they all waited in the waiting room while the one person was in seeing their doctor. Then when the person came out, they would talk about what was shared. They talked about whether it seemed real or not. Then they all went to lunch and celebrated. But they really supported one another. And they even had to deal with addiction in this situation. One of the lady friends had a pain addiction and got addicted to pain medication. And they caught her because she had three different doctors that were treating her for the same thing. But because they were there together, they were able to intervene in this woman's life and said, you're addicted to this medication. One doctor doesn't know that the other doctor exists. We've got to shift this around. We support you. And they got back on track. So I want to invite you to think about who is in your life. Who do you trust to be the person that has their hand at your back, who can be the one that you can share whatever is going on in your life? It may be your spouse. It may be your beloved. It might be a sibling. It might be a child of yours. But you get to decide who it is. And here's the other secret that I suggest. Have two people. Oftentimes, I've experienced people that have their best friend forever and their spouse. And the three of them engage in conversation together, what is going to be right for them. They'll talk about such things as, you know, anytime one of the two of you, and especially if the two of you agree that I shouldn't be driving anymore at night, I will absolutely surrender that I'm no longer going to be able to drive at night. But I only trust to get that information from the two of you. Maybe it will be a decision that you will decide for seeing another doctor to get a second opinion around a diagnosis. Have those two people in your life that you can discuss that with. Now, you may say to me, but Jack, I don't know those two people. I'm isolated. I'm alone. I don't know what to do. Well, that's why Elder Pride for Me is here. We hope that through this virtual community, you can expand your network. You can learn to make friends with new people that have come to this group. You're surrounded by spiritually engaged, like-minded people. Yes, we're virtual, but welcome to the 21st century. We can still connect via Facebook, through chat rooms, through our website, share information, and friendships will grow. Believe me, I know it will. And so I want you to trust that process. So again, with the idea, I want you to listen very carefully to those people in your life. If somebody's telling you, you're too dramatic, you need to calm down, or they absolutely deny that they said something that you know they said, know that you're being gaslighted. Know that you are aware enough to put in the correction. So I leave you with that today, and I say, now go have a blessed day. You got this. I know you can do it. We have just solidified three of our major workshops for this year's Elder Pride Conference in February. Elder Pride 2020 is going to be filled with inspiration, wisdom, and connection. And I want you to be there. I want you to book your ticket now for the Bay Area. Come out to Oakland International Airport, San Francisco International Airport. Take a train via Amtrak, all easily accessible to where we will be gathering in Oakland on the campus of Heart and Soul Center of Light. February 13th through the 16th are our conference dates. 24 mini workshops. Wisdom in 6 workshops that are going deeper into some specific area of your life that you will not want to miss. 2 of them that we just solidified. 1 workshop is called Conscious Aging, Cultivating Wisdom and Connection with Others as You Celebrate Life. It's a work put together by Kathleen Freeman, but it's going to be facilitated by our own Janice Richmond, and you're going to love this workshop. The other workshop is one that I'm going to teach. It's going to teach you how to write your memoir. The Memoirs of the Soul, a writing guide for telling your story. You know, you have a story of emancipation. You have a story that will help others to see how you got from where you were to where you are right now in your life. This will give you that opportunity. Maybe it's the time you want to write things down so that your family knows once and for all how your life turned out and that you're okay. So you'll want to be a part of Memoirs of the Soul. You know, that workshop is there. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, we're going to have a workshop that will teach you how to do your own podcast. It's easy to do, but I know that you have something in you that you just want to share with other people. So this podcast will give you the opportunity to do it. And it's going to be a contest. You'll actually get to record a podcast right at the conference. And those top 5 podcasts will be broadcast on our website over the coming year. So don't forget to book your tickets to get to the Bay Area. Watch our website at elderpride.org for the upcoming Eventbrite RSVP option to get your conference ticket for our event. It's going to be fun. We've got music. Oh, the jazzy Friday night is going to be something else. But in the meantime, save that date, and we'll see you at Elder Pride 2020.